Food security is something we take for granted. Supermarkets are open every day and we can get whatever we want. But in many parts of the world, the access to regular supplies of daily food and clean water is a problem. Australia can help communities around the world, but as 735 million people are undernourished and a billion do not have a healthy diet, there's much to do. Professor Glenn Denning, Director of the Master of Public Administration and Development Practice at Columbia University in the United States, at the annual Crawford Fund Conference on Food Security, and I asked him what Australia had contributed to food security in our region and the world.
Australia's done a lot historically. Obviously, being a major food exporting country contributes a lot to global food supplies. There's no doubt about that. Done that for decades. In terms of assisting people in low-income developing country settings, the overseas, you know, the international aid programs of Australia over a long period has included agriculture and food security as part of their portfolio and have made some important contributions along the way. You know, my point is that we probably could do a lot more, and it wouldn't necessarily hurt us a great deal. The amount of money we're talking about is very small in the grand scheme of things. We can do a lot by working in partnership with countries in the region, with multilateral development banks and other organizations to really get great leverage from the funds that would go into this area. It's important for Australia. So it's important for Australia because we live in a neighborhood where most of our neighbors, most of, you know, the Pacific, Southeast Asia, Indo-Pacific region, food security is a big priority for them. Because if you don't have food security, you have political instability.
What are the countries that are in most need in this area, and what are the ones where we can have the most impact?
You know, it varies greatly. Like, you know, you can even look at China. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying providing aid and assistance in that sense, but, you know, China is ringing the alarm bells in terms of its own food security. You know, Xi Jinping has said that agriculture is a high priority for the country. It's a national security issue. Our, you know, nearby neighbor Indonesia is likewise really emphasizing food security again more than it has in the last, you know, than in the last 40 or 50 years. They've started a national school meal program to reach 83 million children. And, you know, again, it just re-emphasizes the importance that our neighbors are starting to put on this. And the Pacific Island nations, who were really hurt during the COVID period when trade was disrupted, the reason for that is most Pacific nations are net importers of food. So when trade gets disrupted, as it was during COVID, and as it is being to some extent even now, they really hurt. And that's not good for it's not good for people's, you know, for their livelihoods and for their health, but it's also not good politically as well for these nations.
And we're also pretty good at you know, leveraging technology and bringing that into agriculture and, you know, using things like drones to assist in insect control and seeding and all sorts of things.
Yes.
I think are all coming in. And that's something that we can help these other nations with too, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, the future of, you know, the future of agriculture, the future of food systems is, you know, is about digital agriculture and digital approaches to solving some of these, you know, great problems across the whole value chain. Again, as you say, Australia has actually been one of the leaders in that area. It's especially important because of the increased variability we now experience with climate change. And the kinds of quantitative skills, data analytics skills, understanding climate and its impacts on production and distribution of food and on human health, actually, all of these areas are important. And I think we can contribute and we can learn from that experience.
So do you think that we're actually on the way up or the way down at the moment when it comes to food sustainability? Are we getting into a serious situation, or can you see the glimmers of light on the horizon?
Well, I'm sort of half glass full kind of person, so I've tended to look for those glimmers of light. We're making, you know, you mentioned those numbers of people that are hungry. It's coming down. It's actually down to, I think, 670, a little over 670 million, but that's still a lot of people. And it's coming down very slowly. We're certainly nowhere near close to eliminating hunger and malnutrition in the world. So I think we're making progress, but it's not progress by no means fast enough. And so, yeah, I think it's high time we all realize that, and that's why I'm talking to you now. We want to get that message out, not, you know, to the community at large, but also to our political leaders, and so they can take the kinds of actions we need to execute that transformation that's needed.
Professor Glenn Denning, Director of the Master of Public Administration in Development Practice at Columbia University in the United States, speaking with me there.